It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. Hey, I hope you had a wonderful 4th of July weekend. The seagulls were everywhere around my place, and we'll explain that in a little bit. But hope everybody was safe. Man, we had a lot of tragic fireworks accidents this year, so I don't know if it was just a bad batch of fireworks or people just got a little crazy. But anyway, there was none of that at my place, so we're blessed, and that's a good thing. But I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop and Conrad. Welcome to the Grilling Guys, the smokiest show on the airwaves. July 8th, 2023. Can you believe it? July already.
I know, man. Summer, I guess, is once you hit the 4th of July, is half over. It just seems like it started. But, boy, we've had some fantastic weather, and then Mother Nature blessed us with some pretty hard rainstorms this last week at my place. And, you know, I got my little grilling shack.
You got your own little weather system there. You just got hard rain at your place,
right? I don't know where else it happened, but we got it three times. I mean, and it wasn't there those big heavy thunderstorms that come in the summer.
Right.
Well, you know, I built my little grilling shack in my bar, and I was sitting in my bar, and one of those storms came through, and the wind was blowing so hard, and the rain was coming down almost sideways, and my roof leaked, and my TV got zapped. And my bar, because it got wet. And
well, that's what you get for having a TV outside.
Well, whatever. But my point is that, so I'm like, oh, yeah, I have this metal roof, and it's corrugated, and it overlapped, and I only overlapped at one rib, right? But I didn't put any, like, butyl caulk or anything in between them. So when the wind blew, it blew the rain in sideways, and it came. So we fixed that. We got up on the roof on the next day after that rainstorm.
Use that stuff I gave you?
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Right. Yep.
Worked
and it worked perfect. Yeah. Just
that's
a
what
little
it's for.
3/8 strip of butyl caulk and unscrewed it, put it in there, nailed it or screwed it back down. And we had another storm to test it like the next day.
Yeah.
And it worked just fine.
Perfect.
So we're good.
Man. I guess I can give you a pass on having a TV because I think if you live in the city, I think it's you can get a permit to have a TV because you...
A permit?
Yeah, you don't
have... Well, thanks for sicking the city on me. I don't have any permit. I hung a TV out there.
I've absolutely refused to allow TVs out at our pool because you're out in the nature. But you're in town, so to have a little special window there to somewhere else is okay.
Well, it's not a window to anywhere other than I watch golf, I watch a baseball game. I don't watch it. It's kind of on in the background, and you listen to it, and... My little bar is maybe only like 20 feet from my pool.
Well, you could just get an old console radio and listen to the game if you're not going to watch it.
You don't understand who controls who controls the audio at my house.
Oh.
And it's always something that I didn't choose
you
to
know,
listen to.
That's funny because we are in the radio business, kind of. And I never watch baseball, but if the Tigers are on the radio, I'm listening.
Yeah.
I love listening to baseball. I can't watch it. It's too slow. But I love, how about you, Conrad? I love listening to the Tigers on the radio.
Well, I don't like to plug the competition, but I do prefer, you know, I grew up with Ernie Harwell. And
right.
I think Dan Dickerson is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I would much rather listen to him on the radio.
It sort of stretches your imagination a little bit, like this show does. we had a wonderful, wonderful Independence Day celebration in my backyard. I posted a little bit of it on a live stream. I did a boil with scallops and shrimp and corn and potatoes and carrots and celery and garlic. Oh, shoot. I forgot the garlic.
Yeah,
and that swamp dust worked out well. That stuff's got a kick to it.
Yeah, I only used it once, and I threw the rest of it away because it was too kicky for me.
What a waste of money! No, you don't want to follow their directions,
right?
Because
because I'd never used it before, so there's directions on the pack.
I'm not. That sounded like an awful lot of seasoning for 2 or 3 gallons of water.
Right.
So I put in about a quarter, and it was perfect.
Yeah.
But what I did was. Of course, you know, with the potatoes, I bought some beautiful little yellow Idahos, the smooth skin jobs, and they were just the right size, a little bigger than a golf ball, you know, kind of so that you can scoop them out to people. And so I put those in for about 20 minutes on a good boil with the carrots and onions. And, I threw a mock choy, or no. Mock choy in.
I think it's bok with a B.
Yes, thank you. I knew I was something wrong there.
That's phony choy. It's mock choy.
Mock one.
Yeah.
I threw three heads of bok choy in and just some, I don't know what, doesn't matter, but it smelled so good with just the vegetables in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I dropped in all the corn for about 10 minutes. And then I pulled out most of the potatoes and the corn and put them in a bowl. And I left some of them in there and then poured in the swamp dust and then put in the scallops and shrimp for about 10 minutes. And I'm telling you, dude, those scallops, they were just frozen from the supermarket.
Okay.
They were great big ones. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
They picked up enough of the seasoning that was good.
My gosh. I want to do another one. My wife didn't care for it. She's not, you know, that's not a... Her mother was Irish and English, so she's kind of likes just potatoes and carrots.
Yeah.
Maybe with some beef. But, yeah, the whole fish in a pot thing didn't thrill her. I would like to do a UP version of that with whitefish, though.
Ooh, I don't know if that'd break down. The whitefish is pretty fragile, especially when it gets cooked. It flakes a lot.
Well, what I understand is that you cut it into cubes, and you just do it real quick.
Okay.
You don't leave it in too long. And you could even put it in a basket. But there's like the Norwegians, I think. Remember that recipe we did where you put the fuel oil on top and you let it boil over? And I know
I've never cooked with fuel oil. No, I'm sorry. No, I don't have any recollection of cooking with fuel oil.
Yeah, well, apparently that's a thing. They put a little bit of fuel oil on top and burn it off. I don't remember exactly how it goes. Sounded horrible, but the people that do it love it.
Man,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had a great time. We had, all the grandkids over, and all my kids except Alex and Caitlin were up north, and just a great time.
Yep. And we were calm. On Friday, I only worked a half a day, and then Saturday, Sunday, had nobody, and then Monday it heated up big time, and then Tuesday we were full again. So it was. But I did the. You get a new toy, you got to play with it. It made me think of you. We had dinner on the grill, and I just grilled some, because there was like 15 people over. I grilled dogs and brats. You know, it's pretty quintessential.
Neighbor's dogs? Or?
No, and quintessential 4th of July fare. Well, then everybody's still sitting around, and it's like 10 o'clock, and as opposed to doing late night nachos, I did late night pizzas. And fired up that little pizza grill, and those were a huge hit.
Well,
and
it's good, especially if somebody's been having a couple beers around the pool.
Right.
It helps add to their diet a little bit to make sure they
get home safe,
settle down a little bit.
Yep, and that's exactly what it was. And everybody kind of cooled off on the drinking and ate some pizza and sat around till about midnight and then left. So it was a fun time. It was
midnight pizza.
Yeah, exactly. It was. But, there you go. I'm going to tell you the one thing that saved that day is my grilling area is lit. It's lighted. And I just turned the lights on, and it was just, like, easy to work out there.
Oh, yeah.
But if you didn't have lights, it would have been a little bit of a challenge after dark making pizzas and trying to figure it all out. But it worked out good, man. A lot of fun.
Yeah, and there again is just another plug for having a dedicated area to do your grilling.
Yeah.
And put a little roof over it. Yep. It's not hard.
No. Nope.
There's so many simple ways to do it.
Yep. I just had a little 8x8 frame and put a tin roof on it,
Rusted.
No, they're galvanized.
It's but, a B-52's job.
Sheets of it, a little 3x10, so you got a foot overhang on either side, and it works out good. Yep, worked out really good. So it's something that I'm glad I did when I did it, right?
But, well, I'm glad you're glad.
I'm glad
you're
glad.
How about you, Conrad? He didn't even pick up on the B-52's comment. He's got a tin roof rusted, and he don't even know it.
Right, exactly. All I know is I was dry when it was grilling and raining, so it's all good.
So you need a new TV. Anybody out there selling TVs, call Jop at 555-5555.
No, it works still, but it's got like a 4-inch gray stripe up one side now. So it got wet in the wrong place.
Well, just listen to it anyway.
Well,
so
it's pretty much,
matter.
Yeah, I don't really
doesn't
care.
Matter.
All right, well, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about grills, how to buy one, what you're looking for, and where to go. We'll stick with us. We'll be back.